hier mit Goddess and Astronaut. Ihre Musik lässt sich nicht durch Begrenzungen einschränken, wie sie Zuschreibungen wie zum Beispiel Progressive oder Symphonic immer darstellen.
How would you describe the sound of Goddess and Astronaut?
For me, I think, you know, there's a big ambient influence. To me, it's kind of like an escape from reality, trying to take people on a trip into our own version of space, I guess. That's a real big part of our sound. Obviously, there is heavy parts to what we do, but it's always musical.
I would think it's space rock. That's what I would call it.
We play, obviously, anywhere from ambient classical influences all the way to heavy rock influences. But the most important thing is what the songs are saying. They're journeys from, you know, tranquility into chaos. So that's a big part of what we do. It takes you on a journey, sometimes good ones, sometimes bad journeys. So some have happy endings, some have dark endings. The latest album, Helios Erebus, is very much inspired by the kind of the way the world is at the moment. So much injustice, you know, bombings of innocent civilians to beheadings and, you know, people being burnt alive in cages. And that whole track is about that, where the track breaks down into a piano piece. There is actually bombs in the background exploding. The idea was kind of a person playing the piano while around them the whole city was falling down with bombs going around. It's just a moment in time where everything stops still. You know? And Helios Erebus means light and the god of darkness. So we felt there's a battle between the two. There's good and then there's bad people. There's nothing to do with race or color or religion. I just think there's some people that just are very destructive on both sides of the fence. We hope that humanity can grow up just a little bit and not be so judgmental and destructive.
Could you explain the history behind your band name?
It was 1999. We were watching a movie called Nightbreed, and one of the monsters said, "God is an astronaut and Oz is over the rainbow." I wanted to call the band the whole sentence, and this is before we even knew post-rock, and we just liked the whole vibe of it because God kind of represents timelessness and astronaut kind of represents a futuristic thing, so we just thought it was something that was interesting to write music to.
Do you have a favorite sci-fi novel or movie?
My favorite movie is The Thing, 1980s, the John Carpenter one, followed very, very closely by Aliens, the second part.
Event Horizon would be one of mine. Lloyd, what was your favourite sci-fi?
It was Blade Runner. I suppose back in the day it was Mad Max. It was like more gritty and gruesome.
I know Jamie's is 2001 Space Odyssey. Yeah. I know that's his one for sure. God's Nest was finally completed the day Jamie joined the group.
He was just the right character. He was brilliant on piano and he just brought the extra element to God's Nest. It just on stage it was complete. The sound was complete. It's just his character.
God's Nasna couldn't exist without Jamie. Now, to me, he's like the son of God's Nasna. He's become, like, we kind of together created the whole thing, but Jamie, it's like God's Nasna gave birth to Jamie.
Franziska Munkert, Musikredaktion.